Kavichanda Maharaj has told us some pastimes about Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we have heard a lot of, you know, how they were crying in separation, how they were embracing each other, how the tears of Gadadhar while he read the Bhagavatam ruined the book. It was so much tears. These are all pastimes of love. This morning, I had a very amazing meeting with one devotee who asked me about this. This devotee said, "Now I'm 50 years old and I only want one thing, love." And she was thinking about the love which Kavichanda Maharaj has talked about. She didn't want to have a new husband. Who was maybe more fiery. She only wanted love of Godhead. She said, "That's all I want now. Can you help me?" And for a moment, I wanted to say, "Oh, you know, I also want it. I'm a beginner in this also." I wanted to avoid the question. I wanted to talk about something else. Because to talk about love of Godhead, I mean, that requires a bold mind and a bold tongue. Usually we keep this as our personal secret. So now there was someone who wanted me to talk about my innermost feelings. And I said something. And today I will say more about it. I will talk today about the beginnings of love. I will talk today about the most, a very powerful spiritual emotion called gratitude. Gratitude is the condition of the heart which allows spiritual growth to take place. When a devotee feels grateful, or any person feels grateful, somehow his heart begins to soften up, and the grit of material existence is put aside. This grit or spasm of material existence is due to a knot in the heart, a tight knot in the heart called the ego. See, by our material life, we have become so selfish that inside our heart, there's a huge knot which is so tight, which makes our heart so heavy. Marva Muni for the web page. So if we develop gratitude, then this knot of false ego begins to loosen up. And therefore it says gratitude is the condition of the heart, or is that condition of the heart, which allows spiritual growth to take place. Today I want to start talking about gratitude in the sense of how Krishna is grateful to his devotees, and then how the devotees respond to Krishna's gratitude. Rupa Goswami says gratitude means that feeling where you never ever forget what someone did for you which was good. Now Krishna is very grateful in the sense that he will not even forget the tiniest or smallest service which anyone has ever given to him. If you have offered Krishna a smoke well, Krishna will not forget that. Or if you have done something like sweeping the temple for him, or you have thought, let me just offer Krishna a little water, Krishna will not forget that. Even if years go by, or lifetimes come and go, Krishna will always remember the services which are rendered to him. I always give the example from Nectar of Devotion about the most oldest being in this world. His name is Jambavan. He has the form of a mystical bear. Now, when Krishna appeared as Lord Ramachandra, this was 5 million years ago. And Jambavan was there in Rama's army, conquering the demon Ravan. Now he couldn't die. And he stayed alive and was there when Krishna appeared million 900, oh Krishna, 995,000 years later. And when Krishna appeared before Jambavan, Jambavan couldn't recognize him as the same person who was Rama. So this time they fought over a jewel which Krishna wanted to take back from Jambavan. And they fought for, I believe, 28 days. Or 24 days. Day and night. Fist fight, club fight, stone fight, tree fight, every fight, martial fight. And at the end of 24 days, Jambavan thought, well, only Rama can fight so good. And he said to Krishna, you must be my Lord Rama. And Krishna says, da. Oh, said Jambavan, please excuse me that I didn't recognize you. I'm a little old, you know, a few million years old. And Krishna said, no problem. I have never forgotten your service. So this is how Krishna is, my dear devotees. He never forgets our service, not even the service which we might have rendered 20 lifetimes ago. When the devotee hears about Krishna's gratitude, he similarly feels inspired to be grateful to Krishna. And here is where your love for Krishna starts, with gratitude. Now, a devotee has to learn to awaken this powerful feeling which will help his spiritual growth. When you are getting up in the morning, are you hectic or grateful? Oh, so late. Best is you start your morning with gratitude. There are amazing studies about gratitude. I remember there were about a famous doctor who healed people with gratitude stones. And there was a famous case of a few cancer patients who came to this doctor. The doctor said, for healing your cancer, I will give you two stones which I found this morning on my morning walk. The patient said, what should we do with them? Eat them? And the doctor said, no, you should put them in your pockets. And whenever you go in your pocket and you touch the stones, you should be grateful to God for something. And and come back after 2 weeks. That's all? That's all the medicine? Yes, this works. So one patient, many patients have done this. They went in their pockets, oops, a stone. All right. I am grateful that summer sky became clouded and it's now a little cool and a quiche is there and I don't have to go crazy from the heat. Oh, I'm grateful that today I ate a pizza with capperis. So when the people did this, a powerful feeling of gratitude entered their hearts. And this loosened the grudge in the heart. We are so sick because of this stress. Many of you have too much stress. You have such a knot in your heart. And that brings diseases. It starts with the stomach. Honestly, I'm talking scientifically now. That stress in the heart, it kills the modern man and modern woman. There's so many stress. Mobile phone stress, computer stress, work stress, relationship stress, food stress, arteria stress, no arteria stress. Novas. Too much novas. Too little novas. Arteria. No arteria. People are, because they are so much identified with their body and sensual pleasures, they are in stress all the time when the pleasures don't come. So in spiritual life, you must start with this feeling of gratitude, Nityananda Kari. The devotee is grateful to Krishna for two types of things. For the gifts of nectar and for the bitter neem leaves. Let me explain. Gifts of nectar. It means the holy name. Or I was thinking of Kavichanda Maharaj's lecture when we read in the Bhagavatam and all of a sudden a point from the Bhagavatam starts to touch our heart. Isn't it? Yeah. Or a devotee is grateful for a nice festival which he had. Or a devotee feels grateful for the ability to do service on the altar. There are many things a devotee can feel grateful for in terms of the nectarian gifts which he get. You just need to have the eyes to see the gifts. Let me ask you a question. How many fingers do you see now?
If they can see all your fingers. No, it's like you knew I was testing your intelligence. I have done this in Germany. Germans are different than Croatians. And they said three. And I said, no, here also two fingers, you know. But you are listening attentively, so you know I was checking you out. We often see, but we overlook. We often hear, but we overhear. That means although we see, we don't see certain things, and although we hear, we don't hear certain things. Maybe I will do another test soon. Be very attentive. My point is, there are so many things we can be grateful for, which to Krishna, which we often overlook. Learn to see the things you can be grateful for and express your gratitude. Your spiritual growth will immediately take place. But then there is also the neem, bitter neem leaves of Krishna, which a devotee has to learn to become grateful for. These things which in the beginning hurt, like I remember when I was walking with Kavi Chandra Maharaj through Vrindavan, India, and I had infected my foot. He gave me this sandalwood paste, and it was just not sandalwood, neem, bitter neem leaf paste, and it was hurting so much I was flying to the moon with pain. Yes. The neem tree leaves burned a big hole in my foot. It has such a it's not acidic but bitter quality, and it goes like when you put it in a wound, it goes like. Krishna sometimes, but then the disease is over. So Krishna sometimes sends us neem leaves mercy. And this neem leaf mercy always has one purpose. It heals our disease. What is our greatest disease in this world? It's illusion and attachments. So when Krishna sends a devotee some bitter nectar, the devotee loses his or her attachments to this world. I remember one devotee who is sitting with us today wrote me a letter before and after a cancer operation. And the devotee said, I'm so grateful to Krishna that he sent me this. Because I now lost my illusion to enjoy the material world. And I know I won't find shelter with the cancer doctors. The shelter which I can find is with Krishna, to whom I wish to surrender now totally. So, in this way, Krishna sends bitter neem leaves to his devotees to relieve and purify the devotees from the contamination of this material existence. The mystery and secret of bhakti is that a devotee understands that this is mercy, although it tastes bitter at the beginning. And by this advanced type of gratitude, the devotee becomes very dear to Krishna. Without gratitude, your humility is only theoretical. My dear devotees, learn to be grateful. Start with the simple class, first class, and then go to the second class. Start with becoming grateful for the nectarian gifts, like that Krishna gave you the holy name and sent devotees, and that Krishna has given you a human form of body, which is such a chance to engage in spiritual life. And then comes the second class, more advanced. I'm trying to be in this class at the moment. Be grateful even for the bitter neem leaf treatment. If you want to be a master also in the second class, you most probably require the help of good devotees who uplift your consciousness to a new perspective. It is said, if you approach a devotee at that time, your ignorance and illusion will go. Devotees in this world are like fires. Fires in the night. When you come to a fire in the night after a long time, you know, looking for some warmth and some brightness, you will see the darkness and the cold will go. So when you meet devotees who can talk to you about Krishna, the illusion and darkness and the attachments of material life will go. I will now end my little class, but I will leave you with an important exercise. Please learn to become grateful. Maybe it helps you to put some grateful stones in your pockets. Hare Krishna. I think you must say a couple of things. But let me just finish. I see, Marayanti, you are in your traveling outfit. So thank you very much for coming and staying with us. Have a good journey. Hare Krishna. So please don't forget this one point. It's only one point. Please learn to be grateful for something, and you will see a wonderful growth will happen in your heart. Please don't forget this point. Dubake. Please, this is a simple point, but it will work wonders in your life. You will actually become a blissful person. And you will begin to feel some love for Krishna. Now our Kavichandra Maharaj wishes to add a few important points to this, so please talk, Maharaj.
Well, one thing in the Mahabharata, Bhishma Dev is talking about atonement for different sins. And he said, you know, for every sin, there's some kind of an atonement.
Sometimes it's quite serious.
But he said for an ingrate, there's no atonement.
Really?
For being ungrateful, there's no atonement. So then, in Japan, there's many different religions, I think more than any other country, more registered cults. One group is quite interesting, it's called Seisho no Way. But their sadhana kind of thing is they always say Harigato, no matter what happens. Harigato means thank you.
Really? So
they're not exactly, you know, they're thanking the universe or something, you know, their idea of God, but they're thanking. Whatever it is, someone smashes into their car, they're thanking. And they say their members don't have so much trouble in their life like it bothers other people so much. I learned about this. I was in Hawaii and I went to one therapist who was also a karate teacher. So sometimes I'd have to wait for the karate class to finish. They were the no contact karate. They were just practicing. But every once in a while they accidentally get punched. It's a combination usually. If you move the wrong way, then the other person, even though he's not trying to punch you, so he had them, they were supposed to say thank you. So you hear all the and then thank you, you know. Every once in a while somebody say, you jerk, you hit me again, you know. And the other one would have to say, thank you. But just to, you know, to practice just saying thank you a lot, you know, and for every little thing, even the smallest thing, it's very, then we can gradually maybe develop a gratitude. But it's a very important topic. And there's so much to be said about it. I tried to give a few seminars on that topic also. People appreciate it. We tend to want people to thank us, but you know, we shouldn't be thinking the other way. For every well, start with, you know, even in Christian, like, you know, wake up in the morning, make a list of all the things to be thankful for. You know, it's a good idea. Ultimately, we're thanking Krishna, but anything anybody does for us, actually, Krishna is directing us. You hear Srila Prabhupada at the end of every lecture, thank you very much. One time in Los Angeles, he said, who's made this dress? And they said, Shilabhati made it. He said, thank you. He looked for him and said, thank you. Very important. Radhana Swami said how his mother, when he would come home, if he had dinner or stayed at somebody's house, she would ask him, did you thank them? Of course, the child would always say, of course I did. She would phone up the other party and ask, did she thank you? So she trained him to be sure. Then you'll see that he is especially grateful and always genuine in thanking you. Right? Yes. More than anyone I've ever seen. See the effect. So it's easy to do, to at least say thank you, and Krishna will help us to develop the genuine gratitude like Krishna has.
As you are talking about gratitude, I just got a butterfly. Thank you.
All right, so thank you very much for tolerating and listening to me speak whatever I speak.
You spoke most wonderful.
Haribo! Bravo!
I will phone also your house or the people we live to, and I will ask them, are you thanking them? Now let us see. Thank you very much, Kavichandra Maharaj. Let us see. There is some presentation which we wanted to, which was getting ready. Is it done now or? Yeah, please come. Please come, Bananandini.